Unit 11. Illicit Hackers versus Ethical Hackers. When people talk about hackers, they are usually referring to black hats. These are criminals who use their computer skills to steal personal information, break into private databases, and wreak havoc online. But not all hackers are criminals. The ones who are not are referred to as white hats, and they work to protect both security systems and people's privacy online. Both types of hackers use the same techniques to break into computer systems and networks. They usually penetrate a program's security by cracking passwords, installing Trojan viruses, and causing denial of service DDoS attacks. A DDoS attack occurs when a hacker floods a network with useless traffic, overloading the system and causing it to crash. This prevents legitimate users from accessing the network. Where black hat and white hat hackers differ is in their ethics. Black hats always engage in hacking for personal benefit or pleasure. They may try to expose vulnerabilities in a new program and explain these weaknesses to other hackers. Other times, they steal other people's personal information for their monetary value, such as by hacking into a bank or shopping website to get people's credit card information or personal identities. Black hats often sell this information on the black market or to criminal organizations. They might also violate computer security systems for malicious reasons. For instance, they may cause a website that they do not like to crash. White hats are the opposite of black hats. They are often computer security experts hired by companies and government organizations to make their networks and software safer. These ethical hackers may be well-versed in tactics used by hackers. They use their knowledge to perform penetration testing. This means that they intentionally compromise computer systems of organizations, much as black hats would. But rather than stealing information or vandalizing systems, ethical hackers report to organizations or developers how they gained access and what information they found. With this knowledge, the organizations can discover their security loopholes and improve their defenses. While many people associate hacking with crime, the act itself is not illegal when the hacker compromises the system with the owner's permission. The fact is that many hackers are working hard to make the internet a safer place for everyone.